KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Let's take a look at high school sports from last night. First in wrestling in a four-team meet at Creston last night. Creston won all three of their matches, beating Harlan 39-36, Lewis Central 36-34, and Creston topping Carroll 58-24. Harlan beat Lewis Central 45-24, and Harlan over Carroll 46-24. Lewis Central beat Carroll 40-27. After that meet last night, Harlan, Atlantic Cam, and Creston are all in a three-way tie for the Hawkeye 10 conference lead. Also last night at Denison, it was Kemper Catholic beating Glenwood 48-36, Kemper Catholic over Denison 46-34, and Glenwood beating Denison 39-30. At Griswold last night, Bedford-Lennox downed Griswold 54-12, Bedford-Lennox over West Harrison 54-18, and West Harrison beat Griswold 30-18. At Nottoway Valley High School last night, AHSTW got wins over Knoxville 48-30 and over Nottoway Valley 48-21. Jaden Rasmussen of AHSTW recorded his 100th career victory in that meet. Knoxville also beat Nottoway Valley 38-27 last night. Also at Red Oak defeating Underwood 41-39. Red Oak over Central Decatur 59-18. Red Oak beat East Mills 57-16. Underwood topping Central Decatur 58-7. Underwood beating East Mills 45-36. And East Mills 40-28 over Central Decatur. Also at Riverside last night, Missouri Valley topping Riverside 51-26. Missouri Valley over Maple Valley 66-12. And it was Riverside over Maple Valley 65-18 in wrestling last evening. Well, the University of Iowa plans to build a new wrestling training facility to meet the needs of their successful athletic program. Pending approval by the Board of Regents, the state of Iowa, the University of Iowa will begin planning a new facility adjacent to Carver-Hawkeye Arena that supports Iowa's wrestling championship standards and validates Iowa City's reputation as the greatest wrestling city in the world. That proposed facility, funded entirely by gifts, will be located south of Carver-Hawkeye Arena and connected to the arena by a tunnel. That will include an expanded training space and feature a Hall of Champions to showcase the program's legendary history. That new facility will also allow the university to continue its tradition of hosting the world's top senior level and international wrestling events, including the U.S. Olympic Trials and the United World Wrestling Cup, which attracts tens of thousands of wrestling fans to Iowa City and delivers a multi-million dollar economic impact to the community. The project so far has received over $9 million in gift commitments, which in part funded a preliminary needs assessment and a design plan. Upon approval by the Board of Regents, formal planning will begin with budget development and architect selection. Well, in high school sports last night, in high school basketball, Shea Ward poured in 23 points to lead the Sydney Cowgirls to a 49-14 win over the Griswold Tigers. It was a slow start to the game for both teams as the Cowgirls used an early run to grab a 13-point lead by the end of the first quarter. At half, it was a 25-8 lead for Sydney. The Cowgirls slowly pulled away the rest of the game to move to 8-7 on the season. The Tigers fall to 2-13 with that loss. That was a game heard here on KJAN. Also last night in Hawkeye 10 Conference girls basketball, Atlantic defeating Kemper Catholic 55-54 as Mackenzie Waters hit a game-winning free throw with 4 seconds left in the contest for that victory. Glenwood beat Creston 87-46, Harlan over Denison 37-33. In the Western Iowa Conference, AHSTW beating Missouri Valley 55-14, Audubon over Riverside 67-36, IKM Manning beat OABCIG 63-8. It was Logan Magnolia over Underwood 63-47, Trainer beat Tri-Center 52-18. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Coon Rapids Bayard over Arweva 55-40, Glidden Ralston beating Cam 47-36, Peyton Sherdan over West Harrison 62-29. In the Corner Conference, it was Stanton over East Mills, 49-39. Pride of Iowa Conference play saw Nottoway Valley beat Bedford, 69-26. Southwest Valley over Lennox, 50-46. Also last night, Woodward Granger topping ACGC, 44-40. In boys basketball, the Griswold Tigers turned the ball over 15 times in just the first half as they fell to the Sydney Cowboys 59-26 in the other half of our broadcast doubleheader. The Tigers hung around early in the game, but once Sydney started to implement a full-court press, the tide shifted toward the Cowboys. Griswold struggled inbounding the ball against the press, and the Cowboys turned a large number of takeaways into easy buckets. Sydney was up 25-10 at halftime and then blew the game open in the third, outscoring the Tigers by 10. The Cowboys were led by 18 points from Noah Jorgensen as they moved to 8-7 on the season. Griswold falls to 2-13 on the year. Also in corner conference play last night, Fremont Mills beat Clarinda Academy 58-29, Stanton over East Mills 42-38. In Hawkeye 10 conference play, Kemper Catholic defeating Atlantic 64-60. It was Harlan over Denison 54-48. Glenwood beating Creston 71-51. Savannah, Missouri over Clarinda 62-51. In Western Iowa conference play, Clayton Akers drained 8 three-pointers on his way to a 33-point night, helping AHSTW beat Missouri Valley 80-54. Audubon topping Riverside 53-46. OABCIG defeating IKM Manning in overtime 49-46. Trainer beat Tri-Center 66-44. Underwood over Logan Magnolia 61-49. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Cam over Glidden-Ralston 66-54. Coon Rapids-Bayard beat Arweva 59-35. Also last night in basketball, Carroll over Perry, 73-44. Well, Juicy Landrum had 22 points to lead five Baylor players in double figures with an 83-62 win over the Iowa State Cyclones in women's college hoops. The number two Lady Bears stretched their Big 12 regular season winning streak to 48 games. Tia Cooper had 19 points, while Lauren Cox and Dee Dee Richards both had double-doubles for the 18-1 Lady Bears. They also have the nation's longest home court winning streak at 51 games. Maggie Espen-Miller-McGraw had 17 points to lead the Cyclones, who played without their starting point guard, Ray Johnson, last night. Iowa State is at home tonight in men's college hoops to host top-ranked Baylor. The Cyclones are 2-4 in the Big 12, and 2 weeks ago lost to the Bears in Waco 68-55.
We got to guard the ball. We got to do a great job on Mitchell and Butler, keeping them out of the paint. And then we got to be physical around the glass, got to rebound. But the number one thing, if you had to pick one thing, we got to guard the ball a lot better. We got to compete a lot better on the ball.
That's ISU coach Steve Prohm. Iowa State is coming off an 80-76 loss at Auburn, and Prohm says the Cyclones need to avoid the lapses that prevent them from posting big wins.
You know, we just go through some moments defensively. We're just not dialed in or not competing the way you have to compete to win against anybody, home, road, anybody worth their salt.
That game in Ames this evening. Drake's Liam Robbins is not the only post player making an impact in the Missouri Valley Conference. The 7-foot sophomore is fifth in the Valley in scoring and tied for fourth in rebounding as the Bulldogs take a 5-3 record on the road tonight to Indiana State.
It's been fun, you know, especially for our kid, Liam Robbins, to see his growth and the different matchups he has every night. Been some intriguing matchups throughout the Valley play with the bigs inside.
That's Drake coach Darren DeVries, who says several teams have impact post players in that league. Northern Iowa coach Ben Jacobson says the Panthers play a much different Missouri State team tonight in Cedar Falls. The Panthers dominated the Bears 80-57 in Springfield earlier this month.
They changed some things with their lineup, and they changed some things with the way that they're playing offensively. And so they've won two of their last three, playing very well in their last three games.
Jacobson says the Bears have gone to a four-guard lineup, and he's not concerned about his team overlooking the Bears after a lopsided win in that first meeting. In top 25 college men's hoops last night, Virginia knocks off fifth-ranked Florida State 61-56, eighth-rated Villanova over St. John's 79-59, number 9 Duke over Pittsburgh 79-67, 16th-ranked Butler beat Georgetown 69-64, 17th-ranked Auburn over Mississippi in double overtime 83-82, number 25 Rutgers beat Purdue 70-63. Well, the Trevor Fredrickson Memorial Fund recently donated $5,000 to the Atlantic Schools Booster Club. Fund spokesperson and Trevor's mom, Melanie Petty, said the donation is to help with the fundraising for the field turf at the Trojan Bowl. Petty said they were excited to be a gold-level sponsor and hope others will take advantage of the opportunity to help complete the project. Trevor played football all through high school, and she said they loved traveling with him and supporting the team, and they appreciated the Atlantic Bottling and the Tyler family for offering a matching grant up to $100,000 to help with that project. The 12th annual T. Fred Memorial Golf Tournament will be held August 8th on the Nishna Hills Golf Course. That is their main fundraising event of the year. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.